I hope all are doing well today. For those who don't know me, my name is Deontay Partee, and I was invited by Rich to do a living picture. And that's pretty much how I came to know Christ. And I just hope that my testimony will be an encouragement to you on God's power to save in the ordinary. I grew up in a very religious, independent Baptist home in Chicago, one where we were dedicated to attending Sunday service regularly. It was more like a hobby, a tradition. I was never explained why we attended every Sunday. It was just something that we did. I was baptized at the age of 6, called up in front of the congregation by my pastor to affirm my faith in Jesus, a faith, by the way, I did not have. After being baptized, I remember seeing the many faces in the crowd, smiling, taking pictures, very happy, and I did not understand any of it. As I grew older, around 13, I was not forced to go to church anymore, and so I didn't. For me, all the way up until high school, God was not a priority in my life. But if someone asked me what I believe, I knew the right words to say. I was a Christian. I believed that Jesus died for my sins, though I had no understanding what that meant. The title Christian was for me truly that, just a title. It wasn't until my junior year of high school that God laid it on my heart to get right with him, an urgency. For whatever reason, there was no dramatic experience in my life. It was just a burden upon my heart that whatever I needed to do to get right with God, I needed to do fast. And so I started going back to my family church, thinking that would be sufficient, but it was not. It was very man-centered. Instead of preaching holiness and preaching against sin, they preached speaking things into existence, the wants and desires of your heart. And I found it wasteful. It wasn't until I got my first Bible. It was actually a kid Bible, kiddie Bible, NIV, and just opened it up in my room every night and began to read, and that's when I seen who I really was in the sight of God, a sinner. I was a good kid growing up to others. Never got in trouble. People often look to me to be an example for other kids. But it wasn't until I opened up the scriptures and understood who Christ was and who I was before him. Many nights I spent weeping, crying out to the Lord to save me, because I knew if I died then, I knew I would stand before a holy God and he would do what good judges do. And I would be found lacking. And I would be sent to hell. And again, just trying to get my hands on as many Christian literature as I could. And just, it was a years of process of crying out to the Lord. And he answered that prayer. And I began to grow in the things of God, a better understanding of who Christ was, that it was only through repentance and faith in Christ alone that we are saved, and that I can be made right with God. And so pretty soon people started to see a change in me before I could even see it in myself. And the Lord laid it on my heart to share what I was learning in Scripture. And that led to objection and the loss of many friends and family. But I do want to say that for all the loss that I had, I gained that much more in Christ. During that time, I met my wife, Cherie, and we eventually got married. Fast forward a couple of years, I'm here in North Carolina. I've been here for the last 5 years now. Found Grace Church online, and I thank God for it, because ever since from day one I got here, not only have I seen the love that you have for me, but for Christ. And that's been a blessing to be a part of. And we look forward to serving with you guys in the future. Um, My Christian walk from beginning to end has not been easy. In fact, I've had a harder time as a Christian than as an unbeliever. But has it been worth it? Absolutely. And I struggle with many things even today, but the Lord is keeping me and guiding me all the way, not only through His Word, but also through His people. I press on by God's grace and the secure hope of one day hearing those precious words from my Lord, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And I hope that this is an encouragement and a blessing for you to hear, to know that even in the ordinary, God saves. And I always say the most extraordinary thing in my life is God. So, thank you.